My name is Courtney Lavelle, and I'm a young person in long-term recovery from addiction. For me, that means that today I get to be a loving mother and wife and daughter. Today I get to be the person that I was always meant to be. But at 19, I was living on the streets, struggling to find a way out of a perpetual cycle of heroin withdrawal.
Now 26, Lavelle is a minnow in a sea of victims of heroin addiction. 35% of heroin seized by the DEA since October came from New York State. Appearing in the rotunda at the Albany County Courthouse, Senator Schumer joined local law enforcement officials to call for an emergency $100 million surge of federal anti-drug trafficking funding in order to quickly combat the growing heroin problem here. According to Schumer, the money would go to federally designated high-intensity drug trafficking areas like Albany County to support local law enforcement, which faces unique drug trafficking patterns.
An increase in the $100 million will bring HIDA's total to $338 million. And that will be for the whole country, but the Capital Region will get a significant portion of it because we have become one of the centers of the pipeline.
Schumer noted that over the past couple of years, heroin overdoses and arrests have skyrocketed in the region, particularly because of Albany's location.
Albany is situated between New York City, one of the main distribution points, and Vermont, which, as we all know, is one of the country's epicenters for heroin abuse.
Schumer also is urging the Federal Department of Justice to unlock more than $6 million in funding owed to Albany County law enforcement.
As a result of a $10 million offshore gambling case that originated in Sheriff Apple's office, the county is owed a significant portion of the money that was confiscated. Not all of this money can be used for heroin fighting, but a good portion of it can. That money should come to us immediately, even before we pass any legislation.
Schumer said that 4.2 million Americans ages 12 and older reportedly have used heroin at least once. According to the Albany County Sheriff's Office, heroin availability and abuse has increased significantly in Albany County because it is more cost-effective. According to the police, heroin users in many nearby rural counties travel to Albany, where dealers sell the addictive narcotic for $10 per bag or $100 per bundle.
These people are killers. We know they're trying to make money, but they're killing people to make money.
Schumer has written to the Senate Appropriations Committee and the Department of Justice. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.